So you mentioned Lehman's. They're out of Ohio. Mr. Lehman started it sometime in the 50s. It is a great store for country living and supplies and people that are self-sustainable.
It's one of my favorite catalogs to look at. It just brings out my farmer girl.
You know, and I do like them. We order a lot. In fact, just this summer, we ordered a hand crank coffee grinder. But you really have to be careful. Well, since I've really, really started focusing on where the products are made, they do sell a lot of China-made products on Lehman's. So you got to be careful if you're trying to go
American-made.
Uh-huh. So they do have a lot of great American-made, and they say it in the magazine where it's from. So, but there's a couple times where I've been looking for a specific product Lehman had, but it was made in China. So I
passed.
Yep. Well, there is the homesteadstorenow.com. You can go there. They were there, and a lot of the same things, a lot of products that they sold, the companies were there individually selling their product as well, like a brand new Be Thinking company. It's different than your traditional bee boxes you're used to seeing. And they've got some plexiglass on it so you can actually see the bees inside.
Oh, fun.
And you've got your smoker and your bee brush and your bee outfits. So they're all made in America. The problem with Bee Thinking is the wood products that it's made out of looks like it would deteriorate in Arizona in about 3 days.
Buddy, how big was this expo? I mean, how many people, how many square feet? Like, give us an idea how...
That's a great question. And I actually called them, and they did not have final count numbers yesterday as of 4 o'clock. But it was very well attended. There was a couple thousand people through there in the day and a half I was there easily.
How long did it go for?
It was a 3-day event. But it was at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds, so it was right off the freeway. And there were 6 different buildings. 2 of them were specifically for speakers. They had a huge, huge lineup of speakers. But then there was three different exhibit halls that were completely full. One was just specifically the livestock barn that had some very interesting chickens, very, very interesting turkeys, things you've never seen of before. But you sit through Jim's class on chickens. And I'll admit, there's a whole chicken sitting at our house getting thawed out for the beer butt chicken grill tonight. But, man, he's got some scary statistics on poultry. Did you know that in 1950, there was 1.6 million farmers were producing 581 million broilers? By 2007, there were 27,000 farmers.
Wow.
So from 1.6 farmers down to 27,000 farmers that are producing 9 billion chickens.
Wow.
Broilers. So it was going from 581 million to 9 billion with a B.
It's a miracle food of the planet.
Ooh. There were some interesting things he said about harvesting, and they feed them more and harvest earlier. And he said that's why a lot of times you have chicken that just doesn't have any taste. They need to be 4 months older to harvest, and they're harvesting a lot of these at 37 days.
That's, again, which goes back to what you said earlier. Do you want to eat? You know, there's
right.
A lot of people.
They need to eat. So, and you know, they go into a lot of the things that they get fed. But anyway, I've got his link, and you can read more about that if you want. There was a really neat vertical gardening application that they had there. You know, you've seen the Flower Street that's here locally. Well, these actually, his is vertical, but it's still in horizontal slots. This company had vertical growing slots. And the water then just trickled down your single column and
got
hit
it.
Every single plant down the way. They were there exhibiting. There was a guy there with what he claimed was the world's fastest growing tree. And he actually gave me one to test because he didn't have any in Arizona. And he was selling it as a retirement income. If you had property and room to plant these trees, they grow so fast you can harvest them every 7 years. And he had all this equation for how much wood you can expect to harvest and what you can expect on return on investment. And I'm like, well, it was a very light wood. And I said, well, what do you use this wood for? He said, most surfboards are made out of this because it's so light and it floats. So I guess you would, if you're planning on it for retirement investment, you need to make sure that the surfing industry is still there when you're ready to retire. But that was, I'll be looking forward to see what that tree does. Another great startup company, Mass Wiggle. They took over an abandoned dairy farm and they grow worms. And so
Mass Wiggle.
And when you go through the benefits of the worm poop compost, everyone at the expo is a firm believer in having worms in your compost. Well, worms constantly are moving towards the top. So they put the feed on top and it brings the worms up and they poop and, you know, then they scrape off every time it gets to 2 feet of worm poop. They scrape off the bottom foot and ship it out in your compost. I mean, and you touch the soil and it's incredible. I mean, it just looks and feels and smells like perfect growing.
Now, did you bring some of that home?
I didn't, because again, I was driving.
It's a pickup.
And I didn't want, and there was only so much room in the bed that we had with the whole crew, and we had some other things we were going to pick up and bring back. But they do ship, and they will ship consumer in, but they also ship by the pallet to, much, much larger operations. There's a really neat company there, Rain Reserve. You were talking about water harvesting with the Water Management Shed Group. Well, you need to check out rainpreserve.com. They have a lot of really unique watering systems. And what's so funny about a lot of the rain collection is it's just kind of ugly. You know, you got these big barrels sitting everywhere, and they've kind of made them aesthetic and decorative features and different configurations. So you've got your first plant that catches the water, and then it just kind of trickles down from there, and it makes it look a little bit less tacky. Would that be a right word? And then probably my favorite thing was Clay Pot Irrigation. It's a company out of Italy that hard casts these clay pots. Well, you dig your hole, you put the clay pot in it, you fill it up with water, you put the lid on it, and you plant around it. And the roots suck the moisture through the clay pot, and that's your irrigation. So you don't have to worry about water loss to evaporation, and it's watering right on the root balls. Really, really, my pick. My pick of the week.
As well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.